Welcome back to the Musically Mighty Mama podcast. This is episode 73. Today's episode is special. I mean, all the episodes are special to me, but this episode is special because I'm going to share a little bit more about me, a little deeper into my life, and I'm going to connect it to the number one activity that I think you should have your kids in. I know it's summer for some of you, but even if it's not summer, you should have your kid in this activity, doing this activity, because of all of these reasons that I will share. And I'll link some other evidences in the show notes. But listen up, this is going to be a great episode. I think you will enjoy this one. Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time and mindsets so that your skills and children are growing at the same time. This will ultimately create a melodious life filled with excitement that will inspire your kids. Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids. I am convinced that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments because your God-given potential should not be wasted. Hello, I'm Joanne, a wife, mom, teacher, and daughter of the King. For years, I struggled to pursue my passion. When I became a mother, no time became my biggest excuse, and I hid my gift of music behind my gift of motherhood. I was afraid of what people would say and believed the big mom lie that I didn't deserve to take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment. If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your musical passion, you've found a friend. It's time to say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So warm up your voice and start practicing those skills, friend. It's time to walk with me through all things family management, mindset, mentoring, and music. Let's make memories and music together. Before I get into today's episode, I do want to say thank you once again to all of my listeners, all of you who have downloaded, shared, subscribed to this podcast. And thank you so much for taking the time to listen. As always, if you find any benefit, anything that has helped you or it can help another person, please share it with them. Let them know, you know, what I do every week and how helpful it has been to you. Share it with them because there's something that we can all learn from these episodes that I do every week. And thank you again for listening. So I want you to just imagine with me a really reserved child, very observant child. They look before they do anything. They're slow to speak to others, you know, but they come alive when they engage in a certain activity and they have so much confidence. And that activity that I'm talking about, you know, it's only something that can be done by themselves. It's not a group activity. It's not a group sport or anything. It's just something they can do on their own. Because they are so reserved and observant, they find joy when they do things alone, right? This person, this little kid, finds peace when they do this activity. They feel good inside. They show it on the outside. They have a newfound confidence in their abilities because of this activity. They feel loved. They feel accepted. They feel like, oh man, it's okay if I make a mistake because guess what? People are still going to love and accept me. And that activity that I'm talking about that I think you should have your kids in is playing the piano. You know it had something to do with music, right? So that little girl that I tried to describe to you was me. I kind of still am very reserved, very observant. I don't say too many things unless I really feel the vibe or feel the need to share things. But when I play the piano, that's when I can let, you know, let loose and let all of my emotions go. And I have been playing since I was 3. It's over 2 decades that I've been playing. And it just, I can't imagine what my life would be without it. Because, like I said, I was very reserved and shy, as if people want to call it that. But I knew, even if I made a mistake when playing, at the end of that piece, guess what? People are still clapping. They're still accepting me. They're still loving me and the things that I shared with them. And by playing the piano, I rarely had time to get in trouble. I didn't have a lot of idle time because I had either was practicing or I was playing at my lesson. So I didn't realize it then, but a lot of people my age, they wish they could, oh, I wish I could play the piano like you. And even still today, I hear that sometimes. And almost like a good jealousy or good envy, they envied this special talent that I had that I thought was so normal, but, you know, lots of people my age weren't doing it. So the number one activity I think you should put your kid in is playing the piano. So I am going to share, I found an article that gives 17 scientifically backed reasons to choose the piano for your kid or even for yourself. I'm only going to share 3, but like I said in the intro, I will link the article in the show notes. But I chose the 3 that I thought were relevant to today's kids and today's society. And even when I was reading them, I was like, whoa, I did not realize this. So the first scientifically backed reason that I think you should choose piano is because it boosts self-esteem in the person doing it. And with everything going on and social media, etc., it is so important that kids know who they are, that they have confidence in who they are and their abilities. And not just, oh, I can pass this test. Yes, those are abilities too, but the fact that I can study for weeks and weeks and weeks this piano piece, and I can play it in front of my peers or in front of adults or judges or whatever, and know that, man, I did a good job. And no one has to tell you that. You feel it. You don't have to wait for a grade to on the test to say, oh yeah, I am this, I'm that. No, at the end of your piece or while you're practicing your piece, you can feel your self-esteem rising. You can feel your confidence being built. So that's one reason. Another scientifically backed reason I think you should choose piano for your kids is that it's less screen time. So this is kind of a flip to, you know, but I do have some statistics for you here. So 66% of boys and 65% of girls, and we're talking about ages 2 to 7, because it's 2 to 17, I'm sorry, because, you know, that's adolescents included with the babies. They spend more than 2 hours on a screen per day. And of course, with COVID and everything that happened, of course, screens. But 66% of boys and 65% of girls, they are spending their time on the screen, phone, tablet, iPad, TV. And I just feel like if they had something else to do that would engage their brain just as much, or even, yeah, just as much as the screen does, by playing piano or by taking lessons, they will have less screen time. And I know you love that, parents, because that means you don't have to deal with some of those other issues that come along with screen time. You know what I'm talking about. The tantrums, the throwing of the electronics for the little kids, the lack of focus. I mean, the sociability of kids these days, they don't have it because they just look at screens and interact with screens, which is not anything because it's not a real person. And don't get me wrong, screen time is great if it's used in an effective way. But if they're just doing idle stuff or watching idle things, it's not. And I have the same struggle in my house too. I limit my daughter, especially my son, on how much they are watching, because we could be doing other things. Of course, going outside is top priority. Go outside, get some fresh air. But also, they can engage in piano, which has so many benefits to your brain as well. And I talked about that in a previous episode. I can link that in the show notes too. And the third reason that I think applies, especially for today's kids, is that playing piano improves your mood and decreases depression. And the mental health, you know, is a big hot topic these days. Oh, he's this, he's that, he's this, he's that. And it is true, you know, sometimes the kids are depressed or they do have anxiety. But what I'm saying to you is that there can be an improvement in their mood, can decrease their depression if they play the piano. Just because playing the piano, you feel something from the music when you're playing it. When you finally accomplish that trouble, the measure that's giving you trouble, and you finally get it, you're excited. Your mood is instantly improved because of what you're able to accomplish. So just three reasons I shared with you why you should have your kid in piano. And like I said, I'm linking the article that I found with 17 reasons if you want to go deeper. But you might be wondering, okay, so I've heard what you said. I love it. I want to get them started. How can I do this? Well, currently, I am in Central Florida in America. I know I have listeners in other countries. And I want you to know that even if you're in another country, it is possible for your child to receive lessons from me. This is something that I do. I love teaching, and specifically I love teaching music, teaching the piano. So I do have a virtual option that I can do with you if this is something you want. So please reach out to me at Musically Minded Mama on Instagram. You can DM me or Joanne at Musically Minded Mama, or you can mama.com. You can email me there. You can email me at jkitson88@gmail.com. Any way you can reach me, do it. Let's set something up. I don't charge an arm and a leg, but I do have a value. I do have something valuable that I offer to kids, to adults even. One of my students was 83 years old, so you're never too young or too old. But let's get this started for your child, because you want these benefits. You want these self-esteem, the confidence, the mood, the depression decreased. Like, you want those things for your child. And if you're a good parent, which I know you are, you're listening to this, you want your child to be successful in life. And honestly, I don't know what my life would be like if I didn't know how to play the piano. Honestly, I would just be so empty, so hopeless. So I want more for you and your family. And if you are interested in receiving lessons, or your child receiving lessons, please connect with me, because this is something that has been proven scientifically to be beneficial. And yes, playing other instruments is great too, but starting with the piano is always recommended, because then you can branch out into all the other instruments. The piano, you know, you're using both hands, both sides of your brain. You're playing bass clef, treble clef. With the other instruments, sometimes you're only playing one clef, but piano, you're playing two clefs. So I can explain all of that. But again, if you are interested, please reach out to me on Instagram at musicallymindedmama.com. You can email me, joanne@musicallymindedmama.com, or jkitson88@gmail.com. I'll put all of those links in the show notes. We can get something started, set it up, and we're on our way to a more fulfilled life for you and for your child. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time
and mindset.
Go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your music from, and listen to a couple seconds of a song called Melodious Life,
filled with excitement that will inspire your kids.
It's written by my husband, Paul.
Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids.
And we would really appreciate
that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments, because your favor
number two
should not be wasted.
Go connect with me on Instagram at Musically Minded Mama, or in our Facebook group, Musically Minded Mama. Favor number three. If this episode inspired you, encouraged you, taught you something,
I would love for you to share this with someone behind my gift or mother
could benefit.
I was afraid of what people
share it in your stories and tag me.
Big mom,
this is the number one
that
way
I didn't deserve
to
take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment.
If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your
musical
passion,
go forth, mama.
Be confident, be courageous,
and say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So warm up your voice and start practicing those skills, friend. It's time to waltz with me through all things family management, mindset, mentoring, and music. Let's make memories and music together.